Okay, this is Hilchos Avos Yom Kippur and Perek Daled. Now the Rambam is actually going to go into the entire order of the Yom Kippurim service from beginning all the way to end. So it's a lot of detail. Not many halachas in the parak, but it's a little bit long, only because it's very, very descriptive. Halacha Aleph, Seder Kol HaMaisim Shiyom Zeh Kahu. So this is the order of activities of the day. Kechatzos HaLevim Mafisim Trumas Hadeshen. So at midnight, the lottery for the person who got to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach was done. So the pile was ordered, the Mizbeach was cleaned off like you would do every day, until it came time to slaughter the morning Korban Tamid. So when the time came to do the Shechita of the Korban Tamid, porcelain sudden show butz, bein kohen gadol bein ha'am. So a linen cloth was put up to separate the kohen gadol from the people. Lama shel butz, why out of linen? So the people would know that the temple service that day would be using this type of clothing. So he would take off his regular clothes, he'd go into the mikvah, put on his gold clothes, and then wash his hands and feet. So he goes ahead does shechita on the two main simanim of the of the Korban Tamid. Makabal dam, he receives the blood. Vizorak on mizbeach kmitzvah, someone sprinkles on the mizbeach like he's supposed to do. Barakach nichnas lahechal, then he goes into the kodesh. Umakir torah shachar meitiv es neiros, he burns the incense and organizes the menorah. Umakir evar etamin bachavisin vanechasim kol seir tamin shachal yom shabiyarnu, and he goes in and burns the limbs and organs of the korban tamid and the chavisin and mincha and the libations, just like the normal daily service is done. After the Korban Tamid, after the Korban Tamid, he would bring the bull and the seven lambs of the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Then he would wash his hands and feet, take off the gold clothing. He would go ahead and go to the mikvah, put on the white clothes, and wash his hands and feet. He'd come next to his bull. So the paro would be standing between the ulam area and the mizbeach, Rosh Ladarom. Its head facing south, upon the marav. So the head of it facing south, it's faced to the west. The kohen omen mizrach upon the marav. The kohen would stand in the east and he'd be facing west. So much yadav on Rosh Hashanah mitzvah. He put both his hands on the bowl and he would confess. The kachi omer, this is what he would say. Ano Hashem chatasi visi v'shati v'nechani v'si. He would confess a personal sin. Ano Hashem kapernel l'chatim l'avnos l'avshim chatasi v'shavi v'shati l'vanechani v'si kakasu b'toros Moshe avdecha. So this is the formula, the first viduy, the first confession he would say. After this, Vakrach Magrel Shnei Asirim, he would do the lottery for the two goats. The kosher lashon shel zeruz b'roshem mishaleach. He would tie the red string around the head of the goat sent out to the cliff. And he would position the one being sent out where it's supposed to go, and the one being shechted where it's supposed to go. He'd go back to the par again, and he put his hands on top of it, and he would go ahead and do his second confession. And this is what he would say. Notice the inclusion of the Kohan Amir. Excuse me. So after this formula, then he would slaughter the bull. Makabel as damo, he would go ahead and accept the blood. He give it to somebody to keep using like stirring it, so it doesn't coagulate. And the fourth projection outside the heichal. He picks up the shovel. He scoops up coals from the mizbeach in the summit of the marav, closer to the western side. Then he'd go down and put it on the rovad that was in the courtyard area. And what's in the cup, he would take out the ladle, ukli male katoris daka minadaka, and a vessel that contained very, very thin, fine incense. The chovim mena male chofnav, and he would take a handful out, lo mechukos, lo gedushos, elatufos, hagadol, lefi gadlo, vakatan lefi kotno, benos in the tofu cups. We've seen this before, but how much is a handful? So it shouldn't be what he called too like small amount. It shouldn't be overflowing from his hand, but somewhere in the middle. And if he's a kohen with a large hand, he takes a large amount. If it's a small hand, he takes a small amount. For Arbiyarno, we've already explained Shaholacha b'small posels b'dam kashim shravodos. We already explained that doing halacha, taking the blood to the mizbeach, going to the left, makes a dam posel and all the other avodos. Therefore, what's supposed to be done? Shiyolecha machta b'smalo b'kafik darazimino, that the shovel should be in his left. and the ladle of Ketores in his right. Aval ne kovid amachta, because the machta was so heavy, bo'ch he chama, and it was also hot, and he ochel eslova b'smalat aron. He can't carry in his left hand until the aron. Levikach, what should he do? No tol amachta b'mino. He has the machta, the shovel in his right hand, the kafak Ketores b'smalo, and the ladle on his left hand. Mahalach v'heichal atshu magia l'kodesh kodashim. He goes into the heichal until he gets to the kodesh kodashim area. Matzah parochas prufa nechnas l'kodesh kodashim atshu magia l'aron. So when he gets up to the actual, what do you call it, curtain area, which again is dividing the, what do you call it, is dividing it up. It's folded over, so you go through it until he gets to the Aron. Gil Aron, he gets to the Aron, nosin amachta ben shnei abadim. He puts the shovel filled with the coals between the two poles. During the times of the Second Temple, when there was no ark, he would put it down on what where the ark would have been resting on. The Oche's Sfas HaKap Beroshi Etz Be'osa V'Mashina. And he holds the end of the ladle either with the tips of his fingers or with his teeth. U'ma'ara HaKetores V'Godo L'So Chofnov. And he pours out the Ketores, what do you call it? By the handful amount, Asher Machziro L'Mlo Chofnov K'Shahaisa. Until it returns back to that handful amount. V'Zuhi Avodah Kashash Mikdash. This is the hardest Avodah doing the Beit Mikdash. V'Tzover Es HaKetores Al Gabi G'Cholam B'Yadol L'Fnim Machta. And he goes ahead and shovels the what do you call it? The incense onto the gecholim and the coals with this, that's in the shovel. Kedisha ketores karb aron, right? So that the ketores will be close to the aron, ruchoka mipanav shlo yichaveh, and far enough from his face, it doesn't get injured. Umantin shama yishmal abayis ashan v'yotza, and he has to wait until the whole kodesh kodashim gets filled with smoke, and then he can go out. Umahalech achronis ma'amat, he goes walking out backwards slowly, panav the kodesh, his face facing the kodesh, v'achorav v'heichal. And his back facing the heichal itself, as yotzei the parochas, until he gets out of the curtain area. We follow shama heichal. Achas yotzei tefila k'sara. He would always daven a tiny tefila after he would leave. Shlo lahavis esam. Right. So this way that the people wouldn't be scared. Shama yomu meis heichal, because people might say he died inside the kodesh. Kachi am ispal. This is what he would say. Yerushon v'necha shem alkenu sheim tiyeh shana zu shechuna tiyeh gshuma. So he says if this year was dry, let it be rainy. Lo yasser shem beis yehuda. And what do you call it? That Shechina would not go away from the house of Yehuda. And that Bnei Yisrael won't need any to work at all. But the kinds of tefillas over drachim, and that you don't accept the tefillah of those who are literally passing over the roads. Now, halacha beis, b'shas haketaras haketaras for kodesh kedashim. So at the time that the incense is being burnt inside the kodesh kedashim, kol portion mina heichal bavad. So all the people would go into the heichal area away from it. Ve'ena portion would be in ulam mizbeah. But they would never, what do you call it? They would not withdraw to the area between the Ulam and the Zbeach itself. Shame portion would be in the Ulam and the Zbeach, l'b'shas haktara b'heichal b'chol yom. So they wouldn't move away from that area, except during the burning of the heichal, burning of the haktaras in the heichal, b'shas matan dama b'heichal, or when the blood was sprinkled in the heichal, k'mosh b'yarnu b'heichal k'smidim. Afterwards, v'achrach notol dama par mizeshu menadno. So then afterwards, you would take the blood from the bull that was being, the blood that was being stirred so it doesn't coagulate. V'nechas v'lo kodesh kodashim. He goes back in the Kodesh Kodashim, Umazim Menasham Shmon Hazayas Bin Bali Aron. He would do the eight sprinklings between the two poles of the Aron. Yotzim Yuchav Hechal Al Kan Hazav Shayasham. He would take it out and put it on this little stand that was made out of gold. Bachrach Yotzim in Hechal. He leaves the Hechal, Vashokhadet Sa'ir. He now then checks the goat. Makabos Damoy, he accepts the blood, Menechas Bala Kodesh Kodashim. He brings in the Kodesh Kodashim. Umazim Menasham Shmon Hazayas Bin Bali Aron. Again, eight sprinklings between the two poles of the Aron. Yotzim Yuchav Al Kan Hazav Shini Shem Hechal. Then he put that blood back on the second stand that was in the that was made out of gold in the heichal. Barach nochu dam apar me'al kan. Then he takes the dam of the blood from the kan. Umazim menal paroches keneged aron shmon hazayos. He sprinkles it on the curtain eight times. Umaniach dam apar. He puts down the dam apar, the blood of the bull. The notal dam asari picks up the blood of the goat. Umazim menal paroches keneged aron shmon hazayos. Again, eight more sprinklings on the paroches. Barach ma'ar dam apar notal dam asari. Then he pours the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat. And then he pours it back into the container that had the blood of the par. So everything's mixed perfectly. Both of them are Mizbeach, Azav, Ben Mizbeach, Menorah. And he would stand between the inner Mizbeach and the Menorah. He would start to pour from this mixture of blood on the corners of the inner Mizbeach. And he would walk on the outside around it, sprinkling the blood on the corners. He starts from the eastern one, the Tzvonis Maravis, to the northwest, the Maravis Dromis, to the southwest, the Dromis Mizrachis, to the southeast. Kulon who knows him, Milmata Lamala. They always go from up, down to up. Chos min achorona, except for the last one, Shai Salafanash, who knows him, Milmala Lamata. You go from up to down for the last one. Vejriz Lachalu Kelev, so his clothes won't get dirty. Vachose Gecholim Ba'ifesh, Mizbeach, Azav, Helach, Helach, Achim Gal, Azav. And he would dig up the coals and the ashes from Mizbeach, Azav, the inner Mizbeach. until it would, what do you call it, fill up. And he would pour the remaining mixture of blood on the Mizbeach seven times in the southern part, okay, where the normal matanos were done. And then go outside and pour the remaining blood in the foundation drainage area of the outer Mizbeach. After this, now he goes to the goat that's going to be sent to the cliff. He puts his two hands on it and does another confession. He does the vidui on behalf of the Jewish people. After this, the seer is now sent to the desert. He then takes the limbs and organs of the bull and the goat that were sprinkled inside and puts them in a vessel. The rest is sent out to be burnt outside. Goes to the Ezra's Nashim area. The Korishram Acher Shegiyah Sar Midbar, and he starts reading from the Torah after he knows the seer got to the desert. After that, he washes his hands and feet, takes off his white clothes, the tovel, goes to the mikvah, loj beit zaha, puts on his gold clothes, makadesh other ragla, washes his hands and feet again. And then he does that, to the sarah that's outside, shehum mikhlal karbonis musaf hayom, because that's part of the musaf of the day. Umakrib elu ailo ve ail ha'am, he's makrib that and the isle of the people. Shenemar v'yotzav asal 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 asal, he does those two olah sacrifices. Makrib emurin shapar, the sarah and israfin, he burns the emurin of the bull and the seer. Makrib tamad shabayin arbayin, then now he goes back to the daily service where he brings the korban tamad of the afternoon. Barakach makadesh ader ro'ol, he washes hands and feet again. Uposha big day zahab, he takes off the gold clothes, v'tov lovash big day lovan, goes to Mecca, puts on his white clothes. Why? Makadesh, he washes his hand and feet. So the Nechnas HaKodesh Kodashim is going back to the Kodesh Kodashim one more time. Moti Sakaf, he takes out the ladle of Esamach and the Shavu. Barakach Makadesh, approaches Big Dilavan. As that, he washes his hands and feet and takes off the white clothes. Atov Elohish Big Dizahav. He goes to the Mikvah and puts on the gold clothes. Makadesh washes his hands and feet. Makdik Torah Shabin Arbaim, he burns the Torah of the afternoon. Umeti Vesaneo Shabin Arbaim. And he also arranges the menorah, the oil for the afternoon. Kishar Yaman, like other days. Barakach Makadesh other Raglav, he washes hands and feet. Uposha big day zahav, he takes off the gold clothes, lobish big yatzo, puts on his regular clothes. The yotzla beso, he goes to his home. The chol am lavan osa beso, everyone escorts him there. The yomtov hayosa al shiyotzav shalom in kodesh, and a yomtov was celebrated for him walking out of the kodesh safely. That ends parak dalet, and we'll pick up parak tomorrow.